वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 21, Chapter entitled The Gopis Glorify Krishna's Flute. Text 7. So recite text. Shri Gopiya Uvacha. Shri Gopiya Uchu Akshanvatam Phalam Idam Naparam Vidama. Sakhya Pasun Anu Viveshayottor Vayasa She. सख्या पशुन अनुविवेशयतोर्वयस्ये वक्त्रं व्रजेश सुतयोर अनुवेनुजुष्टम् येर्वानिपितं अनुरक्त कताक्ष मोक्षम् श्री गोप्या उचु अक्षन्वतां फलमिदं न परं विदाम सख्या पाशुननु विवेशयतोर्वयस्य वक्त्रं व्रजेश सुतयोरनुवेनुजुष्टम् येर्वानिपितं अनुरक्त कटाक्ष मोक्षम् श्री गोप्य उचु अक्षन्वतां फलम् इदं न परं विदाम सख्या पशुन अनुविवेशयतोर्वयस्य वक्त्रं व्रजेश सुतयोर अनुवेनुजुष्टम् यर्वानिपितं अनुरक्त कटाक्ष मोक्षम् Matajis. Shri Gopya Uchu, the gopis said, Akshanvatam, of those who have eyes, Phalam, the fruit, Idam, this, Na, not, Param, other, Vidama, we know, Sakhya of friends, Pashun the cows, Anuviveshayato causing to enter one forest after another, Vayasya with their friends of the same age, Vaktram the faces, Vraja Isha of Maharaj Nanda, Sutayo of the two sons, Anuvenu Justam, possessed of flutes, Ye by which, Va or Nipitam, imbibed, Anurakta, loving, Kataksh, glances, Moksham, giving off. Translation. The cowherd girl said, O friends, those eyes that see the beautiful faces of the sons of Maharaj Nanda are certainly fortunate. As these two sons enter the forest, surrounded by their friends, driving the cows before them, they hold their flutes to their mouths and glance lovingly upon the residents of Vrindavan. For those who have eyes, we think there is no greater object of vision. Purport. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila 4.155. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has commented as follows. The gopis meant to say, O friends, if you simply remain in the shackles of family life in this material world, what will you ever get to see? The Creator has granted us this eyes, so let us see the most wonderful thing there is to see, Krishna. The gopis were aware that their mothers or other elder persons might hear the romantic words and disapprove. And thus they said, Akshanvatam Phalam. To see Krishna is the goal for all persons and not simply ourselves. In other words, the gopis indicated that since Krishna is the supreme object of love for everyone, why couldn't they also love him in spiritual ecstasy? According to the Acharyas, the different gopi spoke this and each of the following verses through text 19. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथांवितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। टोटली अनक्वालिफाइड टू स्पीक ऑन ऑल दिस। आई स्पीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज। आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग विच कैन अपील टू देम। सो हियर वी फाइंड दैट कृष्णा इज एंटरिंग श्री वृंदावन धाम along with his brother Baldev, and Krishna is playing the flute, all glorious flute, and all living entities are enchanted by the sound vibration of Krishna. And naturally in land of Vrindavan everyone's heart is attracted to Krishna. And the topmost is that when Krishna plays the flute, which is a call for all the devotees. So they are very much happy to reciprocate. It's a love from Krishna's side. Krishna, he eternally loves all jivas, whether they are they are devotees or they are not exhibiting devotional service. Even say jivas in the material world, Krishna as the eternal father, he loves all the jivas, and Krishna wants to reciprocate with all of them. When jivas are in spiritual world, Krishna reciprocates with flute. He plays his sweet flute, and all the devotees are enchanted by hearing this Krishna's love pouring inside the flute. And the same is that when a person are in the jivas are in material world, Krishna also plays flute in different ways. Flute is actually sound vibration from coming from Krishna's mouth. And we read about Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is also actually sound vibration of Krishna. So in one way it's a flute for all the conditioned souls. Krishna is calling all the conditioned souls back to Godhead. And jivas who reciprocate with this sound vibration, they can go back to the spiritual world and participate in Krishna's pastime. Krishna's end is representative also as spiritual masters. And spiritual masters are transparent medium like flute. We find that flute is hollow, doesn't resist. Krishna plays the flute and the sound goes out. Similarly, spiritual master is a transparent medium. When the sound vibration from flute goes out, it reaches the ears of the devotees. Similarly, Krishna sends his sound vibrations through the medium of spiritual master. And those who are hearing the words of spiritual masters are benefited of it. And those who regularly hear this sound vibration, Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya, so they are benefited and they ultimately can perfect life and they can go back to the kingdom of God. We speak about Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna spoke so many verses on Kurukshetra to Arjuna, but we describe as Gita because it is also sweet. So in sweet way Krishna described Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of humanity. That is also sound vibration of Krishna. As a extreme compassion, Krishna has given this literatures so that we can take the benefit of this literature and go back to the kingdom of God. When Krishna plays the flute in Vrindavan, everyone is excited. It is said that in Vrindavan, when Krishna walks, his beautiful footprints are embedded in the land of Vrindavan. And it's etiquette in Vrindavan that nobody touches that footprint, even the animals doesn't step on that footprints, because everyone there loves Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And here in this particular verse, gopis are describing about sweetness of Krishna's flute, and they are describing about sweetness of Krishna's beauty. And naturally, Supreme Lord is all attractive. All attractive. And Jiva's natural tendency is to be attracted by the Supreme Lord. In the conditioned stage, it is difficult for us. But those who have perfected their life, for them, for us, like chanting is struggle, austerity we can say. But those who have perfected their life, chanting can be the greatest source of bliss, because they are fully purified, like description is there. Krishna enters the forest of Vrindavan in autumn season. It is the difference between rainy season, one of the differences given is that, and autumn season is that rainy season is polluted, muddy. We find that so much rains is pouring and the rain water is that carrying in rivers or other water streams are there carrying the muddy water. And when autumn comes, the water is very crystal clear. Lakes and water bodies are so crystal clear. And in the autumn season, Krishna enters Sri Vrindavan, forest of Vrindavan Dham. So similarly, in the pages, like say, description is of autumn, but actually it is monsoon season is there. So although we are reading about autumn season, in our hearts, it is monsoon season is there. The water is muddy. And when we purify and when autumn season will come, then actually we can hear Sri Krishna's flute. And Krishna, like when Acharya has described about seeing Krishna, and naturally we don't have attraction for Krishna. So when Acharyas talk about seeing Krishna, they always tell in context with seeing Krishna in devotional service. That is higher. Like suppose seeing Krishna means one should be engaged in devotional service. And in devotional service one can see the face of Krishna easily. Because one cannot see Krishna just by their endeavor. only when Krishna is satisfied with somebody's devotional service and Krishna removes the curtain of Maya, then only one can have the power to see the Supreme Lord. And compared to seeing Krishna personally, rendering devotional service is higher for the benefit of the Supreme Lord. I can give few instances, like when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So naturally, all Navadvip Vasis wanted to see Lord Chaitanya as Navadvip Chandra, and no longer is a Navadvip Chandra. He has shaven his head and he is left the land of Navadvip. And all devotees at one point of time decide that we will commit suicide if we cannot see Lord Chaitanya or Gauranga. So ultimately, Lord Chaitanya was diverted by Nityananda Prabhu. He came in the house of Advaita Acharya. So Sachi Mata also came to see his son Nimai. And she was completely grief-stricken in one way, because her son has taken sannyas. So she requested, please stay some days. I would like to serve you. And she personally cooked for her son. And Sachi Mata at one point of time told her son Nimai that actually it's my great pleasure to see you always. Nimai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told her that actually in my madness I have taken sannyas, but whatever you say I will do it. So Sachi Mata says, no, it's my great pleasure actually to see you always in front of me. But my seeing you in front of me, you'll be criticized by the world, and I don't want that. So although I get great pleasure in seeing you, it's my wish that you don't stay at Navadvip and stay at Jagannath Puri. So although Sachi Mata desired that son should be seen, but same Sachi Mata told Nimai that you can go to Jagannath Puri. So service, or say affection towards Lord, is higher than just by seeing the Lord. Another example I can quote is Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri found the old glorious deity of Gopal. Like we find that even great acharyas, Mahaprabhu himself are hankering to see this beautiful form of Gopal, and Gopal appeared in front of Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri established Gopal on top of Govardhan, and big festivities for so many months, and he was serving Gopal in ecstasy, seeing Gopal face to face. When this same Gopal came to Mathura, even Goswamis came to, the Goswamis many devotees take vow not to leave Vrindavan. Same Goswamis came to Mathura to see for a month, to see that beautiful deity of Gopal. And Gopal ordered Madhavendra Puri that I want Chandan to be applied. And Madhavendra Puri had an option either to stay at Govardhan, such a high place as Govardhan, and just see and serve Gopal. But he accepted the order of Gopal and he left Vrindavan and proceeded towards Remuna for the Chandan, or Jagannath Puri for the Chandan. So we find that service of Krishna is actually higher than actually just seeing Krishna. When somebody serves Supreme Lord, their heart gets purified. Like in this material world, in first canto, Srila Prabhupada quotes about one translation of a bhajan of Rupa Goswami's song. And the translation is that Rupa Goswami mentioned that he says that my mind is like bee and it is after some honey. We find that in the material world also, everyone is after some nectar, honey. materialistic people are also after some honey. Like they are looking for honey in so many ways. They break for regulative principles in the hunt for honey. Like it is said, money is sweeter than honey. Why? Because honey can just fulfill their tongue's desire. But actually money can fulfill all the senses desires. Like say money can buy so many things. That's why he said money is sweeter than honey. People like say post-marriage they go for outing and they call it honeymoon. Like say they want to have the nectar of having union. So people are hankering for honey in this material world. Everyone wants honey, whether devotee is there or somebody who is not rendering devotional service. Everyone wants some nectar. So Rupa Goswami says that my bee-like mind is also looking for some honey. And where he mentions that where is this honey is available. This honey is available at the lotus feet of Krishna, which is the source of all transcendental honey. And lotus feet means devotional service. Like when devotees renders devotional service, they are satisfied in heart because Krishna's service byproduct is that it gives us the pleasure of sweetness of honey. And a soul is completely satisfied. Outside we find that those are not practicing devotional service, they are also for honey. And like honeybee goes out to collect honey. Similarly, we find that people of this world, like honeybee, what is the activity of the honeybee? As soon as God gets up, honeybee goes out. And just whole day honeybee is just collecting honey only. And just depositing at one place. Similarly, we find that people of this world also, when they get up like honeybee, they are just going out to collect honey. And whole day they are working hard to collect that honey. And depositing. Like when honeybee sees the honeycomb filled with honey, she is so happy. Wow. Similarly, when somebody who is daily collecting honey, week after week, month after month, year after year, and when that person sees honeycomb, he is so happy. Wow. My honeycomb is increasing. The honey is increasing. Wow. When he sees his bank balance is increasing or shares price shooting up, so they are so happy. Wow, that's fantastic. But as the bee is looking towards honeycomb, many other people are also looking towards honeycomb. We find that in this material world, government agents are looking towards this same honeycomb, or many agents of the material culture are also seeing. Everyone is looking towards that honeycomb. When an opportune time, we can just squeeze that honey from that honeycomb. And they naturally attack again and again and again. And sometimes the honeycomb which the honey has made becomes too small. What is that? So people actually they collect so much honey, but that honey is lost. And even if say suppose at fag end of the life when somebody has got saving and is happy, at least I got some part of honeycomb left. And one day the person actually who hunts for honey or who goes in forest for taking honey, he comes over there, sees the honeycomb and he lights fire, the smoke is there, and due to smoke the honeybees goes away and the person takes away the whole honeycomb. And when honeybee comes, actually nothing is there. Similarly, agents of death, they come. Even somebody has got some honeycomb left. They come and there is a smoke is there. At death, it's a smoke of suspense. What is going to happen? Most of the people are miserable at death because next change we don't know. It can be horror film lying for next change. So, at death, the whole honeycomb is gone. Even somebody has worked day after day after day, just working for that honey, the whole honeycomb is gone just in one shot at the time of death. And the soul is completely bewildered. And there is a nature of this honey of this material world. Contrary to that, Rupa Goswami prays that I am looking for the honey at your lotus feet, my dear Lord. And he says that my ambition is too high, but my dear Lord, you are all powerful and you can fulfill my desires because I am surrendered soul to you. And Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada mentions that those who are tasting this honey are completely satisfied. And Prabhupada adds a line in that, is that devotee of the Lord are not ambitious to see the beautiful face of the Lord, or they are not even ambitious to be protected by the Lord at all times. They are satisfied in rendering devotional service. They are humble in nature and they are satisfied. And Krishna is leaning towards such humble devotees. Devotee is satisfied just rendering their devotional service. In their devotional service, Krishna is satisfied completely. And that is actually perfection of life, where by our endeavor, we can actually satisfy Supreme Lord Krishna. Like when devotees want to see Krishna, Krishna also wants to see devotees. He is happy to see devotees. Like when Krishna is going in the land of Vrindavan. So, devotees are happy to see the Supreme Lord. Similarly, Krishna is also happy to see his devotees. That is a love between Lord and his devotees. Like in Rath Yatra festival, Lord Jagannath comes out. And as Lord Jagannath comes out, lakhs of devotees are so happy to see the form of the Lord. And similarly from Krishna's side also, he is so happy to see all his devotees. And in Rath Yatra festival, when Mahaprabhu was manifesting his pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be dancing in front of the chariot. And Lord Jagannath is happy to see his topmost devotee dancing. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while dancing, would go behind the cart, Jagannath will stop. And it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita is that even strong men were pulling and elephants were pulling the chariot. But nonetheless, they could not pull the chariot because Lord is moved by devotion, not by physical strength. And Mahaprabhu would be behind and Lord Jagannath would be stopping. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from behind, just touching his, gently touching the head, the chariot would move with a rattling sound. So fast it will move. Because Lord Jagannath is happy. Krishna is moved by devotion of the devotees. And when Jagannath is going towards Sundarachal, which is Vrindavan, Gundicha. So he reached there. Everyone is rejoicing. And actually, the chariot reaches in the evening, and the Lord can easily go inside the Gundicha temple in the evening also, but he waits for one full day. The reason I mentioned that as devotees want to see the Lord, Lord also wants to see his devotees. So you find one full day, so many devotees comes and express their devotion. They embrace the Supreme Lord, they express their devotion, they see the Supreme Lord. Lord Jagannath is happy being embraced by the devotees. So that is the love of the Supreme Lord towards his devotees. Haridas Thakur, out of his humility, he would not enter Lord Jagannath temple. Very big thing. Actually, he could have gone because he knows Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the head priest. He is favored by Supreme Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So for him, not a big deal to enter Lord Jagannath's temple. And Lord Haridas Thakur is Brahma himself. So perhaps when Indradyumna Maharaj may have constructed temple, Brahma might have come also. So same Haridas Thakur, out of humility, is not entering the Jagannath temple. And as I mentioned that Krishna is pleased by devotional service. So same Jagannath is coming out of the temple to actually see Haridas Thakur and meet him in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every day Mahaprabhu would be coming to meet Haridas Thakur, because Haridas Thakur has pleased the Supreme Lord by the devotional service. When somebody renders devotional service, then only all this effect of this muddy water is gone. It's a crystal clear water is there. And around such crystal clear water, we find that swans or paramahamsas would like to be around that. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would like to reciprocate and would come to see Haridas Thakur. Here the mention is there of Krishna's flute, sound vibration which is coming from Krishna's heart to all the devotees. And actually, like, we are just sadhakas, and for us, like, it can be a very high topic to even speak about it also, because our senses are not purified. Like it's mentioned, our senses are like serpents. So our senses are like serpent, and like sense objects are like the bean of the snake charmer. I don't know what it called. Snake charmer, please. It's like the flute of the snake charmer. The objects of this material world are like the flute of the snake charmer. And our senses are being attracted. When we see the objects of this material world, we are excited. Our attention goes there, because our heart are not fully purified. Because of our anarthas. But if somebody's heart is purified, he can even think of Krishna during that situation also. Like pastime of Haridas Thakur, one time one snake charmer was playing his flute, and so many people were around, and Haridas Thakur happened to pass from there, and this flute was meant for snake, but Haridas Thakur was remembered about Krishna due to that, and he fainted over there. You can imagine. So spiritual emotions can actually can come in any remembrance of Krishna. As I mentioned, Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear the classes or Srimad Bhagavatam. So that can also give emotions as good as Krishna's flute also. But since our heart is not purified, so we cannot actually taste the nectar of it. Haridas Thakur was in completely in ecstasy just to hear this this thing. He remembered of Krishna and he fainted this thing, and he was completely in ecstasy. Here in this verse it is mentioned that the gopis actually are Prabhupada says, gopis meant to say, oh friends, if you simply remain in the shackles of family life in this material world, what will you ever get to see? The Creator has granted us this eyes, so let us see the most wonderful thing there is to see, that is Krishna. So here gopis are mentioning that what is so great to see except Krishna in this material world? That is true. When Srimati Radharani took birth, she didn't open her eyes for many days till Supreme Lord Sri Krishna came to see Srimati Radharani. And the message she is giving is that in this material world there is nothing to be seen except Krishna and His service. Nothing is to be seen. And in Srimad Bhagavatam and other places it is mentioned that the eyes which doesn't see the beautiful form of the Lord are like the eyes on the peacock feather. No use of actually that. And here gopis are mentioning, if somebody is not seeing Krishna, then what is the use of that life? And for us, like, if we are not practicing devotional service, then what is the use of that life? Like Jesus Christ says that, what profit a man can gain if he gets the whole world but lost his own soul? Like if everything is offered to a jiva in this material world, but actually if he is not able to render service which can be perfection for the soul, it is actually useless. Like one time His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was mentioning. He says that suppose whole planet Earth is given to you. But suppose you are the only person on that planet Earth. All cars are given to you, all factories are given to you, all diamond, jewels, rubies, silver, everything is given, offered to you. And suppose you are the only man on the planet Earth, can you be happy? A person cannot be happy in that scenario. And on the other side, Srimad Bhagavatam mentions that what loss a person has got if he doesn't have anything of this world, but he has attained to Krishna, the Supreme Lord. He gains everything. He has perfected his life. And as I mentioned, that perfection of life comes by rendering devotional service. Our eyes are attracted to the beautiful forms of this world. Like Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he was overly attached to the prostitute Chintamani. And we know, everyone know the story that he went to the house of Chintamani in a deadly night, leaving the father's body. And he was too attached to Chintamani. And Chintamani, Prabhupada mentions that she is a devotee of the Lord. And Chintamani was shocked to see Bilwa Mangal Thakur coming on that night. And Chintamani told Bilwa Mangal Thakur that I am an insignificant lady and you are attached to this body made up of flesh and bones, to this insignificant lady. Same enthusiasm if you show to devotional service, you will be attracted to the Supreme Lord. Here many times people complain that actually we are too much attached to the glamour of this material world. With the same enthusiasm, if suppose somebody shows to render devotional service, actually he can be ultimately be attracted to the Supreme Lord. He can be attracted to the Supreme Lord. That is the perfection of one's life. And we know that Bilwa Mangal Thakur ultimately, he saw Krishna not with material eyes. When he saw Krishna, his eyes were not there. And with spiritual eyes, he saw Krishna in the land of Vrindavan. He stayed in Vrindavan. Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he stayed at Brahmakund in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada mentions that he stayed for 800 years at Brahmakund in Vrindavan. And he wrote so many things, and he actually glorified the Chintamani also, who is actually prostitute. In many of the work, he glorified Chintamani and glorified her as a Shiksha Guru, who gives teachings and who gave direction of the right path. And as Chintamani gave direction to Bilwa Mangal Thakur, similarly, like, so we are also being directed. And by rendering of devotional service, actually, like, say, we can perfect our lives. For pure devotees, they can see Krishna anywhere. They can see, and Krishna can be purchased by devotional service. So just in last class, Gauranga was mentioning about somebody soliciting land on Mars. And they are quoting very high price on Mars, where they have never gone. One-way ticket is offered. And they are selling land on Mars. And people are buying it. We are also selling lands on planet Vrindavan. It is one-way ticket. Like suppose somebody goes there, doesn't come back. Spiritual world. In Mars, nobody has gone. Here also, like, generally suppose, if unless somebody is Nitya Siddha, Nobody has gone to spiritual world. And we are offering a land on Vrindavan, plot on Vrindavan, eternal sweet home sweet on the planet Vrindavan, where somebody can relish honey at all times emanating from Krishna's service. Like at Jhu temple, when one of the person, Mr. Sethi, was there, so he favored Jew people, like when they were Jew, when the earlier time when planning to, they were, Mr. N was trying to destroy the property, Sethi was ready with his gun, like, say, he says, I will do anything to protect the temple of the Lord. And later on he even constructed some apartments. He was a builder, so constructed some apartment for the devotees. So Prabhupada said to him that you are making building for devotees, Krishna is also making apartment for you in Golok Vrindavan. And Prabhupada says, when you leave, I'll personally stand at the entrance of Golok Vrindavan to take you to Golok Vrindavan. So similarly, when we render devotional service, especially which is pleasing to the parampara, we find that our home, sweet home, is there in spiritual world. And as Jagannath comes to Sundarachal and all the devotees want to embrace and receive Lord Jagannath, similarly, when a conditioned soul perfects his life and goes to spiritual world, whole spiritual world comes to receive that jiva back to spiritual world. And that is an eternal, as I mentioned, sweet home. Prabhupada, about seeing Krishna. So Prabhupada mentions many times that if suppose somebody is trained to see Krishna, he can see Krishna in this material world also. As we know, one pastime, Prabhupada was walking in a dirty place. And disciples told Prabhupada, we are so sorry that we brought you at this place. And Prabhupada says, no, this Vaikuntha, because he was somehow being remembered of Krishna. This, for pure devotees, he can see hand of Krishna, or he can see Krishna in all situation and all places. Like Krishna may not be his present, but his energy is present around us. And by understanding about Krishna's energy, we can actually see Krishna also. Prabhupada mentions that people are excited about Ras Leela. And Prabhupada showed one painting where creation was taking place. Like Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and universes are coming out. And Prabhupada says that this is also Ras Leela. This is also Ras Leela. So where pure devotee who is there, he can see Krishna at all places, all situations, like Srila Prabhupada. And one can actually follow in such footsteps of such acharyas and perfect our lives. Like for us, topmost Brijvasi is Srila Prabhupada and their followers. So if we can follow in their footsteps, our life can be perfect. Like in introduction only, Prabhupada makes a very lofty, it's just an introduction. So in introduction, Prabhupada mentions the topmost thing is Golok Vrindavan, and topmost mode of worship is exhibited by the damsels of Vrindavan as pure affection for Krishna. And one should follow in the footsteps of the damsels of Vrindavan. And for us, role models are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Acharyas, whom we can follow and perfect our life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Please forgive me if I have spoken anything beyond my realization. Hare Krishna. Jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna.